I was informed I was muted by the voice over my shoulder. And with that, today I'd like to start with the use of the manna. And it reads from Psalm 69:9, "The zeal of thine house hath consumed me." And just give the verse there, and then we'll start with hymn 8. So if you could play the hymn 8 for us.
Sure. Would you like me to cue that up now for you, Brother Keith?
Yes, please.
Okay. Sorry. Just a minute here. Just pull it down.
The reason I picked that hymn, it's dedicating yourself to the Lord. Let my hands perform his bidding, let my feet run in his ways. Always putting every portion of the body toward the master's use. The words on the manna read, "Cold, calculating people may have other good qualities, but there is no room for coldness or even lukewarmness on the part of those who have once tasted that the Lord is gracious. With such the love enkindled should lead us to a consuming zeal. It was thus with our Lord Jesus, and this was one of the reasons why he was beloved of the Father. Let all the who desire to be pleasing in the Lord's sight become so filled with the same spirit of zeal for the righteousness and truth that is the will consuming them as sacrificed upon the Lord's altar. Thus they will be most pleasing and acceptable to him through Jesus our Lord." And the verse that goes with that again, the zeal of thine house has consumed me. Something that we have to constantly do is to make sure that we emphasize everything for the Lord. 1 Corinthians 13:3, and though I bestowed all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity or love, it provideth me nothing. So it also says that when we do these things, we have to do it with the right heart. We have to do it with the love of that is for the Father and for Jesus. It does us no good if we don't have that love. If we're just going through an act, it does not help us. 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Constantly do the work that we have for him, and we do it with love. And that will help us in our way. In John 9:4, I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. So those words help guide us in what we're supposed to be doing at all times, constantly in an effort for our Lord and doing everything for him. And with that, I'd like to ask Brother Austin Williams if he would unmute and open today's services with a word of prayer on all of the services for the day. Brother Austin.
Dear beloved Heavenly Father, in thy presence is fullness of joy, and we approach thee with whom there is no variableness, to feed upon the portion and find application for our spiritual life, gems of truth to seek what is in store for us today. It is truly a blessing and a privilege to sit together and discuss thy holy word and worship thee with others of thy precious faith, so that we can appreciate and internalize the spirit of witness and the truth, thus actuating us to be more energized in our walk. We seek thy blessing upon this day's proceedings and all that will be delegated from the rostrum. May it be a blessing to one and all that we could say it was good for us to be here, and ever keeping the instructions and the precepts of our Lord fresh in our minds, and of drinking deep into its inspiring spirit. Although we are already established in the faith, lessons of your grandeur and your nothingness, and meeting in like manner, no matter where we are separated from, to use the technology which is made available, and thus to help one another, encourage one another in the most holy faith. And we reach out and pray for the kingdom to be soon established according to thy will by the means chosen to tear down this present order and bless each and every head which is bowed. And also, once again, to those who are going through severe trials, not only along the fleshly lines, but also on the spiritual lines, who are striving in similar manner with circumstances that thou knowest best. Grant them a portion of thy grace and strength so that they could walk in newness of life and be pleasing unto thee. And so, dear Heavenly Father, it's a privilege to reach and commune with thee continually to the fountain of grace and seeking for help in every time of need. All these favors and mercies we ask in our Master's precious and wonderful name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Austin. today